Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested after early morning break-in at an apartment construction site. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 31-year-old man is facing multiple charges after allegedly breaking into a new apartment complex under construction on Tanner Drive early Wednesday morning, July 23rd. According to Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger, police were called after an alarm was triggered at the site. Security staff reviewed surveillance footage and spotted a man entering the building, walking up a flight of stairs, then down the flight of stairs, and then leaving. Officers responded to the scene and used a drone to search the area, eventually locating the suspect, identified as Dylan Hogan, lying in a nearby field. Police say Hogan appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance. K-9 Macho conducted a free air sniff and alerted to a backpack nearby, which was found to contain burglary tools. Hogan was arrested and is facing two felony charges, burglary and possession of burglary tools. He was also charged with use of a controlled substance and criminal trespass. The investigation of the incident is ongoing. Gurley Overpass set for second closure as Gillette approves repair contract. The Gurley Overpass will close again this summer after the Gillette City Council unanimously approved a $68,750 repair contract during its Tuesday night meeting. The section of Gurley Avenue that passes over 2nd Street was previously closed for inspection this year. That inspection revealed the need for additional structural work, specifically epoxy injections, to reinforce the bridge's integrity. City Administrator Mike Cole said the overpass is inspected annually and the city always errs on the side of caution when structural concerns arise. Cole said the city allocates a maximum of 2 weeks for the repair process, though the work should be done in about a week. The repair contract was awarded to Ladkey Construction. An exact start date for the closure has not yet been announced. The project will be paid for with optional 1% sales tax funds. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.